and what Allah gave us to prepare for the hereafter. مَنْ عَمِلَ صَالِحًا فَلِنَفْسِهِ وَمَنْ أَسَاءَ فَعَلَيْهَا وَمَا رَبُّكَ بِظَلَّامٍ لِلْعَبِيدِ. If you do good, you get the consequence. If you do bad, you get the consequence. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all fair and just. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He gave us this freedom, He made us responsible for the consequences of our choices. So you need to really understand that you are responsible for your choices. You are responsible for what you do in your life. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gonna hold you for it. If you do good, that's your choice, and inshallah, Allah will help you. And if you do bad, وَلَيَعْزُ بِاللَّهِ, it will be against you, and you will pay for it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after He ordered us to do that, He said, وَأَحْسِنْ كَمَا أَحْسَنَ اللَّهُ إِلَيْكَ. That means, use what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave you to do the best. What did the ihsan? How? وَأَحْسِنْ, that means do your best. Okay. I will never do my best till I know what I'm doing. Okay? We all agree to this? I will never do my best till I know what I'm doing. And I on how to do it. And I will never ever know how to do the best and to know what I'm doing and know how to do it till I have a goal. The goal is the only one I'm going to tell me if I'm doing right or wrong. If what I'm doing is good or bad. Simple. The goal is the one who tell me, am I wasting my life, I'm wasting my time, or I'm riding, accomplishing one after another till I reach out my goal. How far I am from the goal. One of the worst things that can happen to you and me is to live your life without a goal. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants you to have a goal. What is your goal? Your goal is to qualify to Allah's mercy. Out of that one, out of that goal, qualify to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mercy, that's a revolver around it, every and anything you do and say. Your choices will be based about that. Do you like to do that? Yeah, I love to do that. Is that going to get me closer or going to get me further or going to get me nowhere? If it gets me closer, alhamdulillah, I'm for it. If it doesn't get me there, what I need it for? If it is not taking me, but taking me the other way around, that's the time to stop. So ihsan, your ihsan, is by identifying exactly what you want to do. And that's based on your relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the ihsan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to you and to me, it has so many direction and so many dimensions. When you look at the ihsan, ihsan, that means basically, very, very basic, is to do what? Is to do your best. That's number one. To complete the sentence with the intention to please Allah and to be in a state of obedience to Him. Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he defined the ihsan, what he said, أن تعبد الله كأنك تراه فإن لم تكن تراه فهو يراك. You worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as if you see Him. And if you are not seeing Him and you cannot see Him, be mindful and heartful that Allah sees you. You are watched. That's an ihsan. That means you will do the best because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doing you the best. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ihsan, that means He did the best for you. Look at how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the creation, in the way He created you. هو الذي خلقكم. الله سبحانه وتعالى is the one who created us. And he is the one who أحسن صوركم. إنا خلقنا الإنسان في أحسن تقويم. In the best possible shape. Not best, I'm sorry, I'm taking that back. For Allah, there is no such a thing called best possible. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala want to do the best, and he is doing the best. So in the way that he create, he did not create us with deficiency. He created us in a perfect state. Look at the ihsan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his rahmah and in his ra'fah. Rahmah, what does that mean? Rahmah and ra'fah. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, وَبِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ رَعُوفٌ رَحِيمٌ. He is ra'uf and he is rahim. They are different things. Ra'uf, it means what? You are already in trouble. You are already in pain. And ra'fah means he is the one capable to get you out of that. That's ra'uf. وَبِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ رَعُوفٌ رَحِيمٌ. He did not, subhanallah, he did not say رَحِيمٌ رَعُوفٌ. He said رَعُوفٌ رَحِيمٌ. That means he is taking the mess that exists first and get it out. And الرحمن, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala come and say كَتَبَ رَبُّكُمْ عَلَى نَفْسِهِ الرَّحْمَةِ. What did the rahmah mean? The first element of rahmah is preventing harm before it happens. So when you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rahmah, that means you are saying what? Ya Allah, please prevent the harm before it happens. The second element of rahmah is what? The ability to predict it by your need and give it to you before you ask for it. Look how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala predicting by our need and giving it to us before we ask for it. Allah give us the air, the clean air, before we ask for it. Can you imagine you and I getting the stage of we need a new air and we're going to ask for it? How we're going to feel? We're going to be in overwhelming pain. Overwhelming pain. Can you imagine somebody choking you? No air? Or no clean air you can breathe? That's a form. Look at the baby. The baby. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the mother look after him. She is putting a schedule for when it's going to feed him. What's going to feed him? Do this. The baby know one thing. I'm hungry, cry. But who will do the whole entire orchestration? No, before the harm happened to the baby, who will get the food? But I'm going to get what it needed. So that's a form of rahmah. And here it comes the value of understanding the Holy Quran. When you send out of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all humans, he sum it in what? Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. When you start anything, what you starting with? Bismillah Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. So Ar-Rahman, we now know what the Rahman is. It's the one who prevent harm and give you your need before you ask for it. Is there any other element for the Rahman? Yes. Another form of his Rahman is Maghfirah. Is when you do sin and mistake and you come repenting to him, he's going to say no. You're going to have to pay for it, or he's going to forgive you. When you ask for his pardon, does he give, you or he doesn't give it to you? He gives it. But why? You ask for it, right? Is that a form of rahmah or it is not a form of rahmah? It is a form of rahmah. So you see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rahmah? Now,
Let me go back to the word Ar-Rahim.
Because the whole thing, the whole messages that Allah sent it from Adam till Muhammad ibn Abdullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is summed in the Al-Rahman Ar-Rahim. And when you look at Surah Al-Fatiha, what it says, Bismillah Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. Who is Ar-Rahim? Ar-Rahim is the one who is giving you the Rahmah 24/7. He is not giving it sometimes and stop it sometimes. But he is making it available to you 24/7. That's Ar-Rahim. You can have somebody very, very, very sharing, very kind, very nice. He gives poor and needy everything. But if he doesn't have the money, what are you going to do? Stop. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says what? No. My kindness, my rahmah is all the time. Available all the time to whomever ask. وَأَتَاكُمْ مِنْ كُلِّ مَا سَأَلْتُمُوا. For everything that you as a mankind ask it Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for, He gave it to you. Another thing that you need to know while we are in the area of Rahmah. In the Day of Judgment, part of your trial and my trial, and I hope Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of His mercy and Rahmah, He will make it speechless. I don't want to talk. Because إِذَا سُؤِلْتُمْ عُزِّبْتُمْ. If Allah will ask, that means there is a punishment waiting for you. But if Allah doesn't ask, alhamdulillah, al-hum insha'Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that means you got the green light.
I hope insha'Allah we all will do that.
One of the questions that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked, but not on this, why did you do this or that, in this?
Ya Abdi, my servant,
in that day, in that location, in that situation, you asked me to do something for you.
Did I give it to you?
And Allah knows.
You're going to say, Ya Allah, yes. Or you're going to say, no.
You didn't give it to me. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask you, do you know why I didn't give it to you? I'm going to say, Subhanak.
You are the only one who knows.
He said, I didn't give it to you because it was not good for you.
You see the level of confidence and trust that we're supposed to develop while we are alive from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala?
And he said, just because you know that I'm the only one who give and take, today I will give it to you. But I'm not going to give it to you the way you ask for it. I'm going to give it to you the way that I want to give it to you. Which is what? Maybe hundreds and thousands and more bitter, more eloquent, more loving than ever what you ask for. Because you did know that the only one who can give and the only one who can take is who? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that is part of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala nafsi. That's part of ihsan Allah to you subhanahu wa ta'ala. Another form of ihsan Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wa ta'uddu ni'mat Allah la tuhsuha. If you count Allah's blessing, you will never be able. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, part of His ihsan is to send to you messengers and messages, prophets, good people, siddiqeen, to telling you, to do the enforcement of what is right and what is wrong. What is known and what is we all do, what is the most common behavior? If it is good for me, it is right. If it is bad for me, it is wrong. That's how we behave. If you say that what you think it is good for you is right,
And how would you know that what you think it is bad for you, it is bad? Your job is not in life as a Muslim, is not to worry about what's good for you and what's bad for you. Your job is to worry only about what is the right thing to do and what is the wrong thing to stay away from. Why? Because the issue of what is the right thing to you, what is the wrong thing to stay away from it, is already in the hands of who? Is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is why you're going to hear a lot in the Holy Quran, وَأُفَوِّضُ أَمْرِي إِلَى اللَّهِ. I submit to Allah in all my affairs. I give it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَأُفَوِّضُ أَمْرِي إِلَى اللَّهِ. You hear more than one prophet and more than one messenger. وَأُفَوِّضُ أَمْرِي إِلَى اللَّهِ. I submit to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the only one. He's looking after these affairs. If you are aware of it or not, if you believe in it or not, that's what it is and that's what it is. And subhanAllah, there is a hadith Qudsi, it says, Al-amru bayni wa bayna ibn Adam ajabah. Yas'a fima damantahu lah, wala yas'a fima lam admanhu lah. Yas'a fi rizqih wa qad damantahu lah, wala yas'a fi ridai wa lam admanhu lah. He says, between me and the son of Adam's wonders. He go and spend all his effort for why I already decided and guaranteed to. But what I did not guarantee, he doesn't barely spend any effort. Or don't spend any effort at all. I guarantee to him his rizq. The rizq. And he's day and night running after it. But I did not guarantee to him that I'm going to be happy with him. And he does not spend any effort to try to get closer. Imagine for a second that you have a guest coming at you, coming to your home. What you do? You make sure that that guest will never be thirsty, will never be hungry, will sit comfortable. He will be even entertained. And when he leaves, he will be what? Imagine in the kingdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you are a guest. You are a guest. His kingdom before you and his kingdom after you. And you are barely a guest here. You are my guest here. So there is no reason for you or me is to have even a single doubt about the hospitality of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The kindness and the mercy and the generosity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But what we supposed to be worried about, what? We're supposed to be worried about Allah's anger. We are worried about Allah's disobedience. We are worried about Allah's love subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let us seek from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgiveness. And help us inshallah to do the better, to do the best, and to be from Ahl al-Ihsan. إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله وأشهد أنه قد بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وجاهد في سبيل الله حق جهاده حتى أتاه الله اليقين. Would you go back وابتغي فيما آتاك الله. Seek by what Allah gave you. When you look at seek what Allah gave you, did Allah give you what He gave the one sitting next to you? No. Did Allah give you today what He gave you yesterday? No. Did He give you today what He gave you 10 years ago? No. We get over-occupied by what in other people's hand.
And instead of we worry about
what in my hand, what the people, other people have, that's their trial material.
That's good for them to prepare themselves, but that's not the best for me to prepare myself for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What good for me, Allah already gave it to me. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying, there are some people, nothing can restrict them but to be rich. When they are rich, they do the best. Allah made them rich. And there are some other people, they do their best when they are poor. Allah made them poor. The point that I want to try to understand for myself and we share with each other is, please, don't worry about what you got. Don't worry about what other people got. Your main focus all the time, what can I do with what I got to get closer to Allah? Allah give you sickness, maybe He want you to do Qiyam al-Layl. And instead of, if you are healthy, you're going to sleep all night. Make you in crisis, maybe He want to hear you making dua. Give you ni'mah, maybe He want you to use it in a certain direction. Your energy and my energy, it's supposed to be focused about one issue. What I should do with what I got to get closer to Allah. Does it make any difference what I got? Have you heard Sayyidina Ibrahim complaining? Have you heard Sayyidina Yusuf complaining? Very much so, I believe Sayyidina Yusuf, one of those, subhanAllah, the creatures that really got abused. Not one time, not two times, all his life is abused. Look at Sayyidina Yusuf, abused, a child abused. He's already having sensing, before anything happened, sensing the jealousy and the hate of his own brethren. After that, out of a blue sky, you know what happened. And he's in a cave. He's out. He's out of his father's arm and his mother's love. He is with the people of complete different people, different culture, different whatever. By the time he get around and start to breathe, and here you go. All kind of temptation and all kind of trouble. Innocent as much as it can be. And they say that he is innocent, but put him in jail. Can you imagine? Anybody can go free, can go crazy. You are telling me I'm innocent and you put me in jail. Why? And look at his behavior. Look at his attitude when he was in jail. What he was doing? Sitting down crying? Sitting down depressed? No, he was doing da'wah. He's making da'wah. Because he already got it. If it is from Allah, alhamdulillah, it is mercy. And after all the ordeal at the end, Surah Yusuf, at the end, what he's saying? Alhamdulillah, alladhi ahsana maswaya. All the praise and all the thanks to who? To Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The one who treated me with kindness and mercy. Because he know without all this hardship, maybe that type of personality will never be developed. So you need, me and you, we need to look at what Allah gave us. What is in our hand? Now, don't worry about tomorrow. Tomorrow will take care of yourself if you are in it. Worry about yesterday, what you did in it. And what about today? And how you can invest it to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because Allah ordered you, وَابْتَغِي فِيمَا أَتَاكَ اللَّهُ الدَّارُ الْآخِرَةِ. That's the prime goal. Allah, what give you today?
He gave you today life and all the ni'am, all the blessings. Maybe the health, the ability to speak, the ability to understand. Maybe a couple of dollars in your pocket. Maybe the ability to walk. Maybe the whatever he gave you. Whatever he gave you, use it for the akhirah. And some philosopher or some people misunderstood the messages, and they think abandoned life is a form of worship and form of purity. And that's one of the major concepts that got changed in the history of religions. A lot of people think that if they are isolating themselves from the life and dealing with the pleasures of life, that means what? They're going to be more pious. They're going to be more favored to Allah, and they're going to be more closer to Allah. And this is why they isolate themselves in certain places, or they behave a certain way, or deprive themselves of certain food, whatever that is. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said here, no. وَلَا تَنْسَ نَصِيبَكَ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا. The prime goal is there, but don't forget to have a good time. قُلْهُ مَنْ حَرَّمَ زِينَةَ اللَّهِ الَّتِي أَخْرَجَ لِعْبَادِهِ وَمِنَ الطَّيِّبَاتِ. Allah wants you to enjoy it. But Allah wanted to be here. Allah doesn't want it to be here. Allah wants the dunya to be here in your hand. But He wants the akhirah to be here in your heart. If we don't have that, we are in deep trouble. You have very much, very, very much. You are responsible for your choices and your decision. Life does not wait and does not give a break to anyone. Sit down with yourself, and I need to do them. I'm talking to myself now. I need to reevaluate what I'm doing in life. If it is not taking me and giving me to Allah mercy in the hereafter, probably I need to really to find out where is that guy. Should I do this or I shouldn't? My goal in here, it's supposed to be Allah mercy. How I'm going to do it? I'm not going to do what I want or what's good for me, but I'm going to do what is the right thing to do according to Quran and Sunnah. Without Allah's help, that will never happen. And all you need to do to start is to raise your hand and say, Ya Allah, help me. I want to be closer to you. Help me. I want to enjoy your love. Help me. I want to be more obedient to you. Help me. Help. Ask for help. You ask for help in the beginning? No. You ask for help day and night. If you even think that you did something good, ask for help. Before you start and after you start. And after you finish. Put your hand, put yourself in Allah's hand. And He will take you with mercy. We have a lot of based on this ayat. It is one ayah. But based on it, we have a whole lot of work to do. A lot of bad ideas in our head. A lot of priorities, they are wrong. Need to be adjusted again. No one will do it but you, if you see from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, take time and start as soon as possible. Let us seek from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgiveness and guidance and mercy. And ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive and pardon all our brothers and sisters in Iman. And bless our gathering. And help us, inshallah, to be better Muslims and better Muslims. And help us, ya Allah, to study the teaching of the Holy Quran and the teaching of Sayyidina Muhammad and apply him in our life. So we can live in peace and die in peace. And inshallah, in the hereafter, we'll be in peace. And we'll be among the companions of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Abad Allah, kunu la ilaha illallah tuflihun.
رضى الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون وأقم الصلاة.